The Word of God says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Hello, and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Our broadcast this evening is the concluding part of Pastor Brian Grant's message entitled, The Great Shepherd Cares. Last week, Pastor Grant shared with us from that beloved 23rd Psalm some of the ways in which this caring Great Shepherd pursues his sheep with a grace that satisfies, a grace that restores. This evening, Pastor Grant will take us again to that psalm to show how his grace gives guidance to his sheep. So please turn again to Psalm 23 and listen along with us as Pastor Grant finishes his message, The Great Shepherd Cares. Here again is Pastor Grant.
But listen, sometimes you want a little more guidance, don't you? Sometimes you want to be specific. Here's a second way the Lord guides us. He leads us by his Spirit. He leads us by his Spirit. Hold your Bible in Psalm, but jump over, if you don't mind, to Galatians chapter 5. So yes, he wants to lead us. He leads us by his Word. But the way he leads you in specific is by his Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 tells us this. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, listen, if you are led by the Spirit of God wants to actually lead you. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. And verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You say, help me out. Help me out. How does the Spirit guide me? You see, the New Testament, the scripture tells you not to marry an unbeliever. But do you know, while you're dating Jezebel, the Spirit of God will tell you, Jezebel is not for you. It will tell you, can't come up with a man's name. John. John ain't the one. Did that rhyme? He ain't the one. And the Spirit of God is actually leading you. He will talk to you and he will tell you stuff you shouldn't do and should not do. He will actually tell you which art to take. You said, are you real that God really gets that intimate with us? Exactly. The Bible gives you general principles. The Spirit of God who lives in you, he wants to guide you in the specifics of life. Mr. Pastor, has he ever talked to you like that? All the time. But sometimes he tells me stuff I don't want to do. I remember when we were with Brother Korich in Kenya, and we were at a school, and I'm supposed to speak. I have my message all ready to go. And I'm sitting on the stage. I'm to speak in 10 minutes. And the Spirit of God tells me, don't deliver that message. Here is what you're going to speak on. And I must be honest with you, it was the most scary experience of my life. Am I going to obey God? Am I going to go forward with my message because I'm all prepared? I decided I'd obey God. And listen, I went and I spoke to the... I had no preparation at all, but God gave me every single word I should say. The amazing thing, after the service, and I gave the invitation, a ton of kids responded, teenagers responded for salvation. Now, I'll be honest with you for a minute. So I said, those who want us to come with you, stay here. And everybody disappeared. And I said, but I thought the Spirit told me to give this message. What happened here? Little did I know, you see, they had to leave because the chairs that they were sitting on belonged in some other part of the campus. Everybody went to deliver their chair back where it came from. And all of a sudden, an army descended upon us of young people who wanted to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Brother Corch and all the pastors who were with us, they divided themselves trying to counsel and to pray with all this horde of kids who had come to respond to Jesus based on a message that I had never ever prepared in my life, but the Spirit of God said to deliver it. I can tell you some stories. I can tell you how he told us to come to this country, and I said no, but here we are because he was so specific that we were to come. Listen, he said, Pastor, how is it then I don't hear him talking? You say, if he talks to you so much, how you ain't talking to me? Can I tell you a secret? He really is talking to you too. I don't want my wife to know this, so don't tell her. Can you keep a secret? Sometimes my wife is talking to me in the car. And although we're only 2 feet apart, I don't hear what she's saying. Has it ever happened to you? Has it ever happened to you? People are talking to you and you don't hear. You know why I don't hear her? It's not that I don't love her. My mind is on something else. Please don't tell her that. Do you know, for most of my life, not most of my life because I'm much older now, but up until, for most of my teenage years, I never heard the voice of God. I never heard it. Do you know why I didn't hear it? Because I was pursuing my own agenda. I was a Christian, but I was pursuing my own agenda, and I was distracted. It's when I got to 17 years of age and I made a decision in my heart and I said, oh God, I want to please you. And I wrote the words of Jesus in my Bible. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when nobody can work. And when I made that recommitment of my life to Jesus, ever since then, the Spirit of God, I have been able to hear him because my focus has changed. Amen. And I'm going to say to you, my friend, this morning that the Spirit of God is speaking. He's speaking specifically, but some in our audience this morning, you are not hearing the voice of the Spirit of God. You see, he's not going to shout. You remember with Elijah, there they were on the mountain and it was a still small voice. He does not going to shout. If you're going to hear the voice of the Spirit as he guides you into the specifics of your life, you are going to have to slow down and you're going to have to say, God, I want to follow you. My desire to be like Jesus. My friend, I'm going to ask you this morning that some of you, when we come to the end and we give an invitation, I'm going to encourage you, young man, older person, I'm going to encourage you to have the courage this morning to make a recommitment to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I admit I have been so distracted that I have not heard your voice, but this day I am making a recommitment to you. I want God's way to be my way. I want to hear your voice. I want your guidance.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5500. 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
Our great shepherd, provides satisfaction. Our great shepherd provides restoration. Our great shepherd provides guidance. But finally, our great shepherd provides protection. And so in Psalm 23, verse 4, the word of God says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Amen? Their rod and their staff. You know, this passage is often read at funerals since it speaks about the valley of the shadow of death. But, you know, scholars suggest that that's not the better interpretation of the original text. And so you'll notice a number of versions don't mention anything about the valley of the shadow of death. Many versions will translate that verse, "Though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil." The valley may be the shadow of death, but it may just be a dark valley. We were in Stuttgart, Germany, and my wife sent me on an errand to go across, to go get to the errand. I had to cross this park right in front of the hotel. And, you know, it was all well when it was bright. But on my way back across the park, it had gotten dark. And I was a little apprehensive, but I really got scared when I noticed that the only people in the park were some skinheads, and they had the Nazi swastika tattooed on their head. And I said, I could be in a little danger here, particularly since it appeared that I was being followed and there was no one else looking like me in the park. I did not know whether I was in the darkest valley or the valley of the shadow of death. All I know, I was scared. Until I remembered. I have a great shepherd. And in the very minute when I didn't know whether I should run or not, I started singing and praying. And the fear left me. I sensed the presence of the shepherd. And I was not afraid anymore. I'm here to tell you that the shepherd's guidance is really real. But what did David mean when he said, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me"? You see, shepherds use their rod to drive away predators, but shepherds also use their rod to reprimand erring sheep. Sometimes that sheep would try and eat something they should not eat, and the shepherd has to stop them. Aren't you glad that our shepherd protects us from predators? He protects us from skinheads. He protects us from folks who want to harm us. But oh, the part sometimes Christians get bent out of shape because the shepherd will sometimes slap you. The shepherd will sometimes discipline you. Because unless the shepherd disciplines us, sometimes we will self-destruct. And so, because he is our great shepherd, sometimes he has to hurt you in order to help you. And when he hurts you, don't rebel, but listen, recognize it's because you have a great shepherd. Yield. But you say, that's as far as the rod goes. But what about the staff? You see, the shepherd would use that crook in his staff to draw a timid sheep closer. Sometimes that sheep would also fall into water or something, and the shepherd would grab that crook, and he would snag him around the neck, and he would pull him to safety. Listen, this shepherd, no wonder David, the great shepherd, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And perhaps I'm speaking to somebody right now. You're in a very, very dark place. It seems that everything is against you and everyone is against you, and you're scared. You're afraid of the future. But I'm so glad that we have a shepherd and he has a staff. And at your weakest moment, at your loneliest moment, at your most desperate moment, that loving shepherd, he can use his staff and he can draw you right to his bosom. This morning, he's come by here to say to somebody, because somebody here needs to hear the shepherd's voice. And he stopped by here to say to somebody, listen, I want you to know I don't fear, for I am with you. I am your shepherd. I will protect you, so don't fear. Years ago, Cheryl and I were stressing out over something. I don't even remember what it was, but we were stressing out so much. The children knew about what we were stressing over. We went to our bed that night, and as we stepped in the room, there was a 3x5 card on the bed. I have never forgotten it. There was a 3x5 card written by our daughter, Psalm 56:3. And here is what it says. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Oh, I hope, take it from me. Grab a hold of that card. Hold on to it. You'll need it one day. The shepherd wants you to remember, whenever you are afraid, put your trust in him. I will trust in you, our shepherd. He protects us. Listen. So what happens when you pass through the valley of the shadow of death? You know, I'm still to see a shadow hurting anybody. Are you hear what I'm saying? The shadow of a lion doesn't hurt you. It's the lion. My friend, when death, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, if the Lord be not come soon, we will all go that way. We will go to the valley of the shadow of death. But when we go there, just remember, for the believer, it's a shadow. The sting of death has been taken away by our great shepherd. And that's why, as my mom reached the end of her life, she said to me one day, she said, I'm homesick for heaven. I'm homesick for heaven. I'm ready to go. Because she knew that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And as I close, I just want to say to you, I am so glad that the sovereign ruler of the universe has chosen to be my shepherd. Is he yours? Is he your shepherd? If he's not your shepherd, it is our prayer that this morning you would come to know this shepherd, the only one who can satisfy.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.